Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Joe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the rule of law. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
All our listeners that has already tuned in for this Blog Talk Radio broadcast tonight, and I thank God Almighty who has given us the opportunity to witness today in the land of living. To him be all the glory and honor and power unto us, the victory that was already won by his son, Jesus Christ. As the presenter has just announced, the topic for today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast, which is the rules of law, the rule of law. Of course, this broadcast is an apologetic broadcast that believes in the power of Almighty God as the sole creator of heavens and earth. Before him, there's no other. Him alone is God. Having said this, the Bible said he honored his word, he exalted his word above all his name. And when he created heavens and earth by his own will, which is unquestionable, he created man in his own image. And he has given man the power to rule. But, and even within the man created by God, we are governed by laws. God is administering all his sovereignty by law. Clear to Abraham that by myself, that is, when he has nothing greater than him to swear, he declare, because in him all consummation of everything are met. He is from eternity to eternity. Therefore, there's nothing preceded him. He's all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present at all times. I will declare this, the topic which we want to just examine, the rules of law. First of all, to know the concept of what is law before we take it into scriptures. In a simple, plain English, law can be defined as all the rules of conduct established by authority. I want us to know, number one, the simple definition of law. When we talk, what is law? It's just all the rules of conduct established by the authority or custom of a nation. Now, when we form this, the rules of law, the rule of law is very ambiguous term. I'm talking in the legal perspective now. That can mean different things in different contexts. Don't forget, law can be defined as the rules of conduct established by the authority, that is, within the law. Law on itself is given as a rule of conduct within the society by the authority. That is, it carries the authority. That is, if there is a violation to this rule, there is consequences to face. That is why I'm trying to use the concept of the rules of law, then to link it into the spiritual rule of law that is guiding us, the believer, in Jesus Christ. I said the rules of law is very ambiguous term that can mean different things in different contexts. For instance, in one context, the term means rule according to law. What is the rule of law? Rule according to law. That is, no individual can be ordered by the government to pay civil damages or suffer criminal punishment except condoms with well-established and clearly defined laws and procedures. You know, don't worry about this legal terminology. We are spiritual children of God, purchased by his blood. But I just want us to be clear, in case we just tune in into this, what is the rules of law? You know, and as somebody, when we talk about rules and regulations and the interests, because these are those attributes of law. The question is, why do we have law? In all my broadcasts, I want us to know the root meaning of the, or why do we have to just define the topic that we are deliberating on. Law, as was defined, is the rule of conduct established by the authority. That means law, because it was established, must have an attribute of regulations and interest. For instance, government does not necessarily ask to govern by the interests of our own people or other people, but the government governs by its own interests. There is a different kind of law, which I may not have time to just enumerate, because what the purpose of this broadcast is to give us an awareness as a Christian that we are not limited by natural phenomenon to achieve our destiny. But we must be awareness of the natural law as well as to be in tune to the law of God. Just like I said, I want to give two scenarios under the rule of law. In the second context, determines my means, rule under law. But if no branch of government is above the law, and no public official may act arbitrarily or unilaterally outside the law. Terms mean rule according to a higher law. That is, no written law may be enforced by the government unless it conforms with the certain unwritten universal principles of fairness, morality, and justice that transcend human legal system. For instance, in a system of government, an executive officer such as a president has power to veto any bills that were made by, let me use the Congress. Also, when we go to a dictator, a head of state, a military officer has power to decree, to override any other law. I want to just tell us different kinds of laws. There is natural law, state laws. For instance, there are laws that is guiding every performances of the nature. We have law of gravity. That is nature. We have biological laws that is working in plants as well as in living things. We have thermodynamic laws that was born in the mind of man and is working in the operational principle of airplane, and so on and so forth. Having said this, because of my time, and as we have declared that law means all the rules of conduct established by the authority. When we talk of authority, we have different authority. We have this occultic authority. We have the devil authority as its own. Like I just said, the authority conferred to a police officer is different from the authority of the court. We have the executive authority. We have the legislative authority and judicial authority. Even in our house, there is a rules and regulations gently agreed to by a parent in which they expect their children to conduct themselves. Also, in the culture, there is a custom. This is how this thing has to be done. Now, when it comes to the things of God, God is author of every law, and Him alone. For the Bible said, Jesus. Let me check quickly that and just read it out one for you before I continue. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 said, I will read it, the B part. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. In the consummation of every laws, everything is met in God because Him alone is the creator. Whether good or bad, you cannot separate it from him. Though man's perception of law are different, like I just read to us about the rules of law. I just give us three scenarios. Now we want to move a little bit to divine. I will quickly summarize the book of Romans chapter 7 from 5-7 and conclude with Romans chapter 8 from verse 1. Before I say this, are we going to say the laws are bad? Not so. Because if there is not a law that giving us a speed limit, there is a tendency that there's going to be a high rate of accidents. But because of the law that said if you overspeed, you will face this kind of law, it's not necessarily mean that the law can stop every accident. Law by itself cannot convict a man of his evil thing, but he exposes man of evil. Just like the book of Romans chapter 7, verse 7, let me read it. Says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. That's Paul. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law outside it. You shall not covet. You see the law as a rule. Established, rules of conduct established by the authority. There won't be speed limit if there is no law that said you cannot speed more than this certain, maybe 50 miles per hour. In a lawless state, everybody bound to do whatever they want to do, and the state becomes the state of chaos and anarchy. But our God is God of orderliness. Him that has a good thought towards his own creator. And no one likes to see his own handiwork be perished. Even the car we drive, that's why we do not even manufacture it. We try to maintain it so as to serve law as a rules of regulations. For the interest could be to my interest or to the interest of the authority. Now, Paul, in his own discourse, is not telling us now. He said, law is not sinful. The law cannot eradicate sin. But law expels sin. Verse 8 said, but sin, taking opportunity by the commandments, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. Verse 9, because I don't have time. I was alive once without the law. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Just like I said. Law set out the rules of conduct. The law of American lands may be slightly different from the law of land of Saudi Arabia. But all have a common goal is to the interest and the regulation of good living. though law cannot, just like I said, cannot eradicate evil. The only thing it can do is self-expose it. That is why in this broadcast, we have to move beyond the natural phenomenon. Like I just said, we have different kind of law, as well nature. And I would, by the time I finish, I will try to let us know that all these laws, they are not absolute. He said, you did not know anything until the law said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But because he was conscious of the spiritual being, when he committed adultery, he knows that he has violated the law of God. Just like if I'm driving in a speed limit area of 25 miles per hour, and I'm driving at 50 miles per hour, my conscience will be telling me that you are violating, I am violating the law. But if, of course, if there's no police officer or camera to arrest me or to sidetrack me, I can go scot-free. But that does not mean that I am guiltless. He said, and the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death, so that we cannot absolutely rely on ordinary law, because by just thinking it is by law, just for instance, there are different prisons, a lot of prisons in the whole world, police officer training, video, judiciary system. You would think that this will eradicate the crimes. But the irony is that opposite is what is happening. God make law for human beings to know that man cannot survive independently without him. We need something greater than what we are just seeing. Pressure for sin taking occasion by the commandment, deceive me, and by it killed me. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. And then what is good become that to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was produced that in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. If you have time, for those of us that tune in, I want us to read the book of Romans chapter 7, starting from verse 7. When you read it to 25, and read the book of Romans chapter 8, from verse 1, you will see to verse 11. And I pray by the power of Holy Spirit that he will give us the illumination to understand. The purpose of this broadcast, now I want to go briefly now, because there's no time. As we know, there is rules of conduct that is established by the authority. And like I told us, there is a different authority. What is going on in the world now is not natural. Of course, men think everything is natural, though sometimes we admitted that there is something we will never know. But you will see the foolishness of humanity by admitting that there are some things that happen in the event of life or in the conduct in the society that we never know. But yet, we assume that this is how it's supposed to be. The rules of law, just like I said, in the three contexts that I give us, that means rule according to law. Then, what laws are we going to subject ourselves to? For instance, I talk about law of gravity. And according to the law of gravity, All objects are attracted towards the center of the earth. That is, everything must be horizontal. But the irony of things in love is that when you planted a tree or flower, they have to grow upward. And when I bought a plane from here to Nigeria or to where I want to go, planes, before it can go to other countries, have to rise to high altitude. The question is the law of gravity force? No. But what happened is that it is because gravity is not the only law. When we talk of plants that we plant, the tree that you see growing upward, the law that are working at that tree is called the biological law. And when we take into consideration of the law in the aeroplane, the law that's working is aerodynamic. I want us to know that there are forces in nature that overcome the force of gravity. Therefore, we have the audacity to challenge any rules of regulation that is working against our purpose. For instance, occultic power, process, there are some authority rules and regulations that is working against your finances. It is not natural that you are in debt or I'm in debt. It's not just in coincidence that you are going through sicknesses. Because the law of God set us free. And if some set us free, we free indeed. Just like heaven plane can defy the law of gravity. But guess what? Heaven plane must be in good condition mechanically. Just like flowers can go upward against the laws of gravity because it's very determined to be able to be his destiny, he must go upward. Therefore, in today's broadcast, as you go on journey in this month of February, or as you are just listening, I want you to know that if you are born of the blood of Jesus Christ, you have right. I have right to achieve my destiny. Any law that is working against us, we are bound to overcome. Every other law that is working against the law of God in our life. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, February 16, 2014, on which the topic will be In the Wilderness of Experience at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you.